NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The search for Brian Laundrie is over. The FBI is confirming that human remains found at a Florida nature reserve are those of Laundrie. The FBI says they made the confirmation with dental records. Police have been searching for him as a person of interest in the Gabby Petito homicide for several weeks. The CDC's vaccine advisors are voting to recommend the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine boosters. They accepted the FDA authorization Thursday, just one day after the FDA took action. It will now be referred to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky to accept or change the committee's recommendation. The agency will also be responsible for detailed clinical guidance on what people should consider when getting booster shots. Longtime Trump advisor Steve Bannon is being held in contempt of Congress.
On this vote, the yeas are 229, the nays are 202. The resolution is adopted.
House Democrats crafted the contempt resolution after Bannon defied a subpoena from the committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The Biden administration is trying to block the controversial abortion law in Texas. However, the state is urging the Supreme Court to leave its fetal heartbeat rule in place, which bans abortions after roughly 6 weeks. The Texas Attorney General's office filed a response today. Much of the country is looking at a warmer than average winter. Lisa Taylor explains.
That's according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which released its forecast on Thursday. Forecasters say the warmer weather outlook is especially true across the southwest and southern U.S. The Pacific Northwest is projected to deal with temperatures that are below normal.
Federal Reserve officials will not be allowed to own individual stocks. An updated policy issued by the Fed marked the new rule on Thursday. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.